There we are.
Hey. Jesus Christ.
What? I'd like to introduce my new co-host, Brian Wise. Not to be confused with the former Brian Wise. Yes.
21 years on the job, I don't know what the fuck he's doing still. You say, well, maybe, you know, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe this equipment, you know, he doesn't do. Well, no, we've had this since season
we've had it a while.
It's all the exact same stuff. Yeah, we just,
you know. It's how much we care about this show. We forget about it until the next week.
And, I'm sorry, it's been one day. And record, you fucking retard idiot. Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
You know what? That's happened more times than we probably should.
It's a lot. Yeah, no, it's a lot.
10 minutes in, great jokes going, oh, fuck, I forgot to hit record.
Well, that's happened a few times.
Yeah.
Embarrassingly so. More than a few times. Looks like it's working all right now. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
When I was reorganizing some of the show files, in the show prep leading up to, sorry about that, buddy.
No, that's quite all right.
Leading up to the start of season 19, I found a worst of that had come out in 2016.
Okay.
About an hour's worth, 55 minutes or so worth of material from that year. And that's what you're about to hear. It's all that stuff from 2016. This is the anniversary week. This gives Jeff and I a good excuse to take a week off because we're
lazy fucks.
Johnny Carson. He might as well just take Fridays off. But including a break from the only show I ever recorded myself. It would have been in July of that year. And you were gone again for some reason. One of the five times you've left the show. But I did record one show by myself.
That was in when? 2013?
2016, whenever.
Okay.
I can find out. I was living at Lovelock then, the Lovelock Estate. 2016 would have been season 10.
Okay.
So there is some stuff in there where I just, but the rest is Jeff and I, and that's what you got this week. So I feel free to sit back and enjoy this blast from the past.
Thank you, Lou.
You're welcome. I'm happy to help.
Yeah, I know.
And then we'll see you next week with a spectacular new live episode.
Brand new fucking live show.
I can't believe how new it is. And we'll see you next week. Here's a picture of the girl that fucked those dogs, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Can you see that?
No.
Well, no, I mean, can you see the screen, though?
Yes. Yeah, she's got that kind of a psychotic look.
Yeah, she'd fuck your cock off. 21.
Yeah, it looks like she'd cut it off with a knife.
At that far away look in her eye. Yeah, she would do whatever you wanted.
Obviously.
Yeah, you know what?
Thanks a lot, Captain Obvious.
I wish I'd thought
before. Pointing that out.
I wish I'd thought before I said that. Oh, yeah, baby. I want you to come on my pussy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Give it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Give it to me. That's the sound I... From next time I come, I'm going to make that sound.
I bet you are.
Oh, yeah, baby. Put your just hold still. Hold still. All right, stick your tongue out. Oh,
you ain't nothing but a hound dog, baby.
Me to fucking do dogs? What do you want me to do? Not fuck them? Yeah, actually, I do want you to not fuck them. Can you please not fuck the dogs? Thanks. You know, the dogs are the future.
Yeah, that's
true. Children recently replaced dogs as the future. I have never. Let me put it to you this way. I have never looked at a picture of a dog and went, ugh. Kids all the time.
Boy, you know, did you see that St. Bernard on the internet the other day?
Yeah. That's what the chick's thinking. She's like, oh, man.
Just a tongue on that motherfucker.
Well, that could very well be out of context audio next week.
Where's my peanut butter?
Oh, boy. Wow. You just gave me like four clips for out of context audio. New York father is facing up to 250 years in prison.
Why is he getting married? Sorry, honey.
Was he marrying your ex?
Jesus. No.
This feels like a prison to me. Let's see, 250 years in prison. You fucking bitch.
And wait a minute. Okay, start over again. Read that again.
New York father.
Oh.
Father. Hey, father.
Doesn't say like how many kids or anything, or if he's
is facing up to 250 years in prison after admitting to a court Monday he posed as his daughter's online boyfriend so he could extort nude photographs from her.
From his daughter?
Correct.
Oh. This looks like a job for Mr. Nig.
The man who would not be identified to protect the identity of his 14-year-old victim.
Oh. He posed as his
daughter's
online boyfriend.
Yep.
And tried to get her to send
him nudes.
What a fucking creep.
Yes, sir.
Oh. See, that's one of those trials where guilty. Okay, come here in this back room with us. You know, just nine right in the fucking temple.
Court papers revealed that the man set up fake accounts with Instagram, AOL.
AOL and Prodigy. CompuServe.
Yes. I'm searching with InfoSeek.
I'm going to go out on the web crawler.
Yes.
Ask Jeeves.
Jeeves. Holy shit, AOL. What year is this?
Send it to oldtimey guy at CompuServe.org.
What, did this guy do this in fucking 2001?
What are they? Hey, listen, you can mail your Polaroids to
Polaroids? Yeah, send your daguerreotypes to oldtimey guy. Holy shit. Yes!
Got stone etchings there, the whole thing.
Yes! I sure would like a painting of your nude. Gee whiz, that's terrific. Can you send it by Pony Express?
Nice bush.
Looks like you're wearing hairy shorts. What year is this? Yes, contact me on AOL Instant Messenger.
You can contact me via Morse code.
Send it to Blazanoff and send it right to me.
That's a Deadwood reference. Cheyenne and Black Hills Telegraph.
No gratuity accepted. Jesus, AOL. What fucking year did he do this? I got a CD in the mail and fucking just took a shot. You know, they gave me 5 free hours, so I was like, you know, all right.
Got the CD for AOL 3.0. Jesus. It's been sitting in my fucking junk drawer for the last, oh, I don't know, 50 years.
AOL's still out there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're hanging on.
Yeah.
Amazingly.
Yes. Gee, I sure would like some nudes of you. Fucking my daguerreotype girlfriend sent me. Fucking. Could you have Matthew Brady take a nude and mail it to me? Thank you. Jesus Christ. And a texting service in September 2013. A 14-year-old girl wasn't suspicious when she went, man, AOL. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
This is one of them throwback type of kids.
Yeah. He's a hipster. Now it's a hipster thing.
There you go.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when they brought Hush Puppies back, the shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got my Hotmail account and, you know. Yeah.
Hotmail. I still get an AOL or a Hotmail at work and I'll just go, what?
Really?
What are you doing?
What the fuck?
The pair started calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend, even though they'd never met, which, you know, for a 14-year-old, you know, that's, you know. By November, the girl told him she wanted to break up with him. Oh. But she had already sent him explicitly, sexually explicit photos after repeated requests because, you know, he was dialed in.
Jesus, what a fucking creep.
The daughters, the girl's father, posing as the boyfriend, repeatedly threatened his daughter online.
What? Is this like a stepfather or something? Is this her natural father?
Just says father is all it says. One text read, I'll tell you what, you want to be gone, then send me nudes and close-ups and I will let you go. Yikes.
That fucking can ain't wrapped tight.
Up to 250 years in the slam.
Good.
For that.
Good.
Wow. Holy shit.
Wow.
I reached out to her on CompuServe. I had a VIC 20 and a 14K modem. What? How'd you even get online anymore? That's too many questions.
Send you a message on my Commodore 64.
Yes.
My Tandy 3000.
Tandy 3000.
You can come over and we'll play video games on my Atari 7800.
You know, they have newer computer. Balderdash.
Balderdash.
I won't hear of it.
Balderdash.
AOL is the bee's knees.
Yeah. Take her out to the bijou.
Yes.
See one of them nickel pictures.
Yes. Take her out to the Nickelodeon down at the bijou.
And then some, you take her to the speakeasy for some bathtub gin.
Yeah, so
is
see if we can
shit
get
made
it
out of again.
It's cherry juice, embalming fluid, and I forget what else. It's an old joke, Jeff.
Wow,
man.
Fucking
great song, man.
God, the song is great.
Get her to stretch out in the Model A and hike her skirt up a little bit, maybe. I see her ankles, they get as hot as a rock.
Take her to the Cotton Club.
Yes, that's a black and tan. I don't like the way the Negroes look at her, but it excites her.
Some of that jungle love.
Yes. Oi, oi, oi. Time ago, I got a workout this week.
Good. About time.
We are learning more tonight about that sex incident inside South Fort Myers High School in the bathroom.
We're done with Mama Elder.
Right inside the bathroom. Sex incident, high school, bathroom. I'm listening.
Florida.
Ooh. I don't know. That's a good guess.
15-year-old girl admitted to having sex with multiple male students inside.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, let's see if we can find a location for this. Florida sheriff detective.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
What the fuck is going on in Florida?
I don't know, but Ohio is coming up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
That's, yeah.
Ohio is
yeah.
the new Florida.
Ohio's
huh?
getting a little wacky. Yeah, man. I don't know what the fuck's going on over there, but it's getting a little wacky.
Inside the bathroom at the school. Oh. Four in Your Corners, Lisa Greenberg joining us live in the studio with
Greenberg,
more.
Greenberg, goddamn. Now, fuck everyone.
what she's learned in this case tonight. Lisa?
Well, Patrick and Amy, I've been working to get answers as to what...
If you see, there used to be an old joke years
it's
ago.
It's an old joke. That'll barely. I don't like your radio show.
Hey, shut up! The life of Tom Griswold. And I don't know if we heard it somewhere, but when I was a teenage boy, 16, 17, we used to have this thing like, if you saw a pack of chicks that looked, you know, like kind of skanky looking chicks.
Yeah.
And you yelled Lisa, one of them would turn around. Lisa! And, you know, one would, what?
Yeah. It seems to me like I remember that.
Cool. Four in your corners, Lisa Greenberg joining us live.
Four in your corner. Shut up. About two in your mouth.
I don't know why I find that so funny.
Underrated.
Underrated. Yeah. Four in your corner. Quit trying to make like you're saving the world. Shut up.
We are learning more tonight about that.
Your corner's Lisa Greenberg joining us live in the studio with more on what she's learned in this case tonight. Lisa?
Well, Patrick and Amy, I've been working to get answers as to what kind of punishment the students involved in this situation are facing. Now sources close to the situation are telling Fox 4 6 to 8 boys have been suspended in the case, and the girl involved may have a heartbreaking past.
I figured she was on a roll and pushing to be valedictorian. Wow, that's shocking fucking news. Great digging on that one, sweetheart. She's got a storied past. Huh, wow.
We have reason to believe that the teenage girl who took a group of guys into a bathroom and fucked every single one of them has had a troubled past. Yeah, we do, huh? Okay.
Wow.
Thanks for that fucking...
fucking in-depth reporting.
Well done, Sherlock. Yeah, well, she was an honor roll student too.
Yeah,
who had
valedictorian and National Honor Society student fucked 15 guys in the bath. No, I'm sorry, you don't hear that.
She had accepted a scholarship from Brandeis University, and on her last day of school, fucked 8 guys in the bathroom. No, not quite what you ever see happening. Not quite how that works. Dad was home all the time. Something you never hear in these stories. Dad was present and loving. Mom and dad both had good jobs, but always managed to be home for their kids as they were growing up. They were hugged often. Yeah. Things you don't hear in these stories is what I'm saying.
Why don't they just say it like it is? Student voted most likely to be found in the bathroom with 15 guys. Was found in the bathroom with 15 guys.
Hey, Jeff, let's play the pyramid. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ready? Okay.
Top 5 answers on the board. Oh no, that's a different game.
Okay. Dad wasn't around a lot. Wasn't hugged a lot as a kid. Had a creepy bald uncle that touched her a lot.
A slut?
A
high school slut.
She said she likes the salty taste in her mouth. She said she admired Tracy Lords. Help me, Jeff.
Oh my God. Holy shit. That needs to be a regular part of the show.
Oh, what, the pyramid?
The pyramid, yes. Yeah.
Wow. We should have done the pyramid on Mama Elda, is what we should have done.
Yes, no shit, yeah. Illegal dentist shop in Arizona. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, Mexican immigrant.
Not licensed to practice dentistry. Apartment complex.
Her bed is the chair. Yeah. What is illegal Mexican dentistry? Correct. Yeah. In my country, I was a dentist. Yeah, here you're a fucking, you know, you're pushing a mop. Shut your face.
In my country, I was dentist general.
Dentist general.
This incident report reveals what happened inside a bathroom at South Fort Myers High School. It says,
I am so hard right now. God damn it. Where are these chicks at? I'm asking for a friend. Where are these chicks at? Man.
A 15-year-old girl admitted to having sex with multiple boys in the school's bathroom, saying 25 male students were identified going inside the bathroom during the time frame the girl was inside.
I heard a video was around, but never...
There was a video! Oh.
Really saw it or anything. It just, circulated around.
We're learning more.
Yeah, not that I saw it.
You knew it circled around.
I mean, there's a video, but not that I saw it or anything.
That video of Erin Andrews walking around her hotel naked, I had planned on a loop in every screen in my house for about a month.
Jesus.
God damn, did I love that video. If I had a video of a fucking girl fucking six dudes in a bathroom, I'll forget
it.
You'd never see me again. I come out like Quagmire with his arm after he discovers internet porn. And he's got like one regular arm, one Lou Ferrigno arm.
One Lou Ferrigno.
About the girl in the video. Four in your corner isn't identifying her. But
yeah, she got four in her corner.
Four in that corner, four in that corner.
Four in the corner, all right.
Let's see, four corners in a room.
Just fucking.
Four, that's 16. So yeah, okay.
Four in your corner.
Yep. Four in your cornhole.
I'm only angry I didn't think of that. Four in your cornhole.
Hey, watch out for your cornhole, buddy.
Four in your cornhole.
But a search of her name reveals she went missing last year. A flyer by the National Center for Missing and...
How about not searching her name? How about getting her some... How about getting her a fucking Z-Pack? Some antibiotics?
Exploited children says
I hope they all got her raw, too. Just fucking no bag. Just football players just pounding this little hoorah in the bathroom.
He may be in the company of other young girls. Through multiple sources, Four in Your Corner learned this girl may have been a victim of human...
Four in Your Cornhole. Oh.
As she may be in the company of other young girls. Mm. Through multiple sources, Four in Your Corner learned this girl may have been a victim of human trafficking in the past. Mm. We're told the girl recently transferred to South Fort Myers High School, and her family has now withdrawn her.
When did she learn?
Fort Myers, I do believe that is Florida. Ding, ding, winner, winner.
When did she learn that pussy was a weapon? I always wonder what age girls learn that they, that can get them stuff. That's why I always say, if you're a dude, I almost said young dude, but dude.
It's when they get old enough and that advertisement comes in the mail from Visa or MasterCard or American Express, sign up for a free credit card, and they go, Mom, look, is this, and Mom goes, no. Let me explain to you the credit card that you have built in, okay? Let's sit down and let Mom explain to you how this unending line of fucking credit works.
Brazzers, ladies and gentlemen.
Brazzers.
Fucking this unending line of credits.
This open-ended fucking line of credit that you have.
I disagree with you if I could, man, but I fucking can't. There's a reason
that
thing is shaped like
houses, fucking, everything you could want.
There's a reason that thing is shaped like a fucking credit card. You just run your card right through it.
Yeah, go to swipe your card through it, and all of a sudden, hey, where'd my card go?
From the school district. As far as the boys involved, sources tell Four in Your Corner.
You mean the most popular boys in the school? Yeah, those guys?
Corner between 6 and 8 football players were suspended.
Football
the suspensions
players.
Are up to 10 days. The student code of conduct says depending on the severity of the case, there could be a hearing to determine if...
Oh, I got suspended for 10 days?
I'm
I got something in my fucking wank bank for the rest of my life.
I'm curious as to how they determine the severity. well, young men, well, did was, you, you know, was it bareback? Did you, you know?
If it was a cream pie, that's 5 extra days. If they sprayed it on her tramp stamp, which she definitely has.
These students are moved to the Alternative Learning Center, or they could be permanently
Learning Center.
expelled from the Lee County School District.
Like, how did it happen? Like, you know, where was everybody at? You would think there would be more supervision, basically.
Yeah, you would
think. Not allowed to happen.
Now, I reached out to a school district.
That's so fucking hot, man. God,
Jesus.
I wish there's a part of me that wishes I had it in me to be the guy that would just be like, oh man, that's fucking, come on, man. Really? Because that girl now, her life is just, but just like my brain is just like, right on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a part of you that's not right.
What do you mean, part of me? Yeah. I don't know. Nothing like a good 15-year-old hooah. That's what I say. Chicks giving pussy away are the best girls ever. She's a good egg, this girl.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have fucked all 8 of them at once, but she's a good egg. Yeah, I fucking dig this chick. Oh, yeah, the Republican convention I talked about, which I didn't watch a second of it. Male escorts were making a ton of money at the RNC in Cleveland. Male prostitutes contacted by the New York Post said, how do they have numbers for New York? It just happened. You know, I just happen to have some numbers for male escorts sitting around. You want to call them and get a story out of this? Absolutely. Said business is booming and Republican National Convention attendees, most of them married. Well, that's that Mark Foley thing, right? You know, I mean, the louder you are, you know, against something, the odds are pretty good that you're a gay. You know, I mean, if you're crusading against gays. I secretly think David Duke has a thing for black chicks, you know. And it was just like he had that really racist upbringing. But then he fucking, like, beats his mediocre rod to black chick lesbian porn or something. And he's just always, like, really over-the-top racist. He's just mad because he fucking blurkas like a 5-drop load to this fucking really just... It's just black chicks all over the place. Just dominating. Just, like, pegging white dudes with these fucking strap-on dildos or something. It's just... David Duke could only get off to porn... That's like really, really heavily, you know, powerful black people, you know, like black dudes with fucking 13-inch cocks, just slamming white puss. just beating these little fucking white girls. That's the only way David Duke can get hard is if. Anywho, and then who was that senator that got caught in the bathroom? Republican senator who was cruising in some fucking Minneapolis bathroom. God, what the fuck was that in? Larry Craig. Thank you, dog. That's what that cat's name was, Larry Craig. Larry Craig was like, homosexuality is clearly a disease of the, or, you know, or whatever the fuck he was saying. And then he was in the bathroom in the fucking Minneapolis airport and he's fucking tapping the other side of the stall. It was like a well-known cruising, you know, place for gays to go to. He's trying to get blown in the airport, which, you know, if you can't get blown in the airport, you know, where the fuck are you going to get blown, folks? That's my question. Business has never, business has been way better. I've seen 10 clients so far. One male escort said, you're talking about an asshole taking a beating? Oh, holy shit. Oh, most of them were first timers. You could tell they were nervous, but once they became more comfortable, they seemed to be having a good time. Yeah. Another escort said he has already earned $1,600 since Monday. That doesn't seem like a lot of money. Over six times the amount he usually makes. What? I normally only make $200 to $300, but I've been seeing lots of guys in hotels downtown. Well, okay. All right. I mean, $200 to $300 in Cleveland. All right. I was just saying, all right. $1,600 though? I mean, you'd think, I think these cats are undercharging, frankly. I mean, if you're like jerking a guy off or, you know, like a, you know, if you're jerking a guy off or blowing a guy, it seems to me like that should be, you know, I mean, like a jerk off should be. Why am I speculating about I'm trying to set the gay escort price list nationwide. So if you're jerking a guy off, it's $50. Come on, folks. Let's be reasonable. Podcaster Brian Wise was arrested today. He's the male escort madam. He's the fucking Heidi Fleiss of gay escorts. You fucking pull me out of the bordello. I'm wearing like a black cocktail dress with sequins on it. Oh, screaming, you'll never convict me. Let's see. The clientele has included mostly married men between the ages of 40 and 50, said another escort who's seen 8 Johns so far. Wow. I wouldn't know where to begin to find. Like, if I went to it, like, okay, so a few weeks ago, over 4th of July weekend, I was thinking about going to Springfield, Illinois, because that's where all the Lincoln, well, that's where a lot of the Lincoln stuff is. So I was like, all right, cool, man, I'll go. And I'm like, hey, you know, maybe I can track down, like, some Springfield puss or something. Not like a whore, necessarily, but just, you know, like, kind of like get online and look. But, like, even if I wanted to, I wouldn't know where to begin to find chicks that you pay for. And it would be just my luck that I'd get, you know, it would be an undercover, you know, a cop, you know, thing. I'm too old, fat, and soft to go to jail, folks. Okay? I can't go to fucking jail. That's just all there is to it. Not for trying to get pussy anyways. Oh, man, I hope you heard that. That was a good fart. Whew, I have had some fucking brutal gassers. I have had gassers that smell like flaming roadkill. Like, if you saw, like, a raccoon that's been dead for a couple of days, and you, like, put it on a spit roast. That's what my gassers have. I don't know what the fuck I ate, but god damn it. Ugh, I'm fucking offended to be near myself, frankly. One of them was from Texas and visiting for the convention. He said he was a politician, claiming he didn't remember the client's name. Wink, wink. Finally, a whore with a heart of gold. A whore that can keep their mouth shut. Finally. Holy shit. Fucking whore. Fucking... Somebody gets busted now and whores are singing on fucking television. This guy, oh, I just can't remember his name. One gigolo who charges $250 an hour, so he's been making about $800 a day since the convention kicked off, all from men visiting from Florida, Louisiana, and Washington, D.C. Most men paid to have sex, but one client requested to do his business in the corner while watching his wife in bed with an escort. Right the fuck on, you cuck fuck. Jesus, you cuck bastard. Good for you. Oh, man. Oh. I mean, I know chicks that I like that, like, I would bang them with another dude. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not in the dudes. I'm not going to touch them. But, like, I'll fucking abuse him with some other guy. But this cuck monster, holy shit. Yeah. One of the hookers said he wasn't surprised at the convention, filled with politicians who openly opposed gay marriage, bought a boom. Yeah, that's what I was just saying. the louder you are against something, the odds are pretty good. I mean, not 100%, but a pretty good that, you know, you're hiding something.
A community is coping tonight after the sudden...
They're coping, Jeff.
Oh, Jesus. Are they coping?
A community as a whole is coping tonight.
Loss of a middle school student. This happened after a dangerous game between friends.
The News Channel 3's Jatera McGee explains that right now police say they believe this is just a tragic accident.
Uh-huh. School community and a family is mourning after a dangerous game of dodging arrows turned deadly.
I'm sorry.
Dodging arrows.
Oh, you know, it's that old summertime classic. Remember when we used to do, you know, dodge the bullets and dodge the arrows?
No.
Yeah.
We're not from Chicago. What do you mean dodge the...
That to me sounds like middle schoolers telling a grade schooler, hey, got a game for you, kid.
You want to go on a snipe hunt?
Wow.
Dodge the arrows. I'm hereby, because of this story, expanding my jerk off policy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not only should you, as a male, you listening right now, jerk off before you make any decision regarding a female in your life, any big decision, you should also jerk off before you decide to do things
like dodge
the arrow.
Sounded kind of wet.
No, that's good. Man, I've lately had to pull up short. Like, I find myself pulling up short quite a bit, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I thought it was that bad, huh? Jesus, I thought Brian was having a convulsion. Thought he finally had the big... I swear to God, if that gets over here, you're a dead man.
Oh, fuck you.
What? Are you serious? Come on. Come on, man.
As much time as we spent in that fucking 8-square-foot studio at the Meadows.
Yeah?
And all those fucking gassers you ripped.
Just a couple.
You ripped more ass than fucking Tom Byron in that studio. I couldn't think of a male porn star. He was the first one that popped into my head.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the first one.
I couldn't think of another name. Tom Byron.
Tom Byron.
You think after
Ron Jeremy, Peter North,
Ron the Hedgehog.
The Hedgehog.
Do you think after Tracy Lords got? Oh, did you get it?
It's coming. Yeah, the clouds are gathering.
Farts are the future. Oh. You think after Tracy Lords got busted doing porn underage that Tom Byron went, right on. Kind of nodded.
Yeah. Oh, hey. I've just been handed a note.
Is that the same note you just picked up from the other end of the desk, or were you actually handed that?
I've just been handed a note. This just came in.
Ooh. Ooh, breaking news on TGO.
Yes. Children have replaced black people as the future.
Oh, don't let that get out. Be riots outside of this studio. Jesus God. Tell you what they didn't replace. Socialism, ladies and gentlemen.
Your own boys will be boys.
Dodge the arrows.
Did he just say boys will be boys?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big boys will be boys guy. Dodged nary an arrow in my life.
They snuck out, wanted to shoot some bows. They were in the front yard. They would take turns. One of them would actually run across the yard.
All right. Time out. If you're in the front yard, where's the fucking neighbor that goes, hey, wait a minute, guys. Yeah, listen, right. This doesn't look okay.
Right, because it takes the village to it takes the village to raise the future. I hate this stupid fucking country. I hate dumb 15-year-old boys. I hate people who say things like children of the future.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounded like a weeping dog.
Shoot the bow.
It's a story mothers of young boys fear. A son playing
reckless. That's not quite what they fear.
15-year-old.
No, they fear no. Clergy and teachers.
In Oklahoma, apparently. You're not going to keep me from fucking these kids. I've been in this job for 23 years fucking these kids. You're not going to take that away
from
me.
Taking that away from me now. I'm 2 years from retirement. When I retire, I'm going out with a bang.
Literally.
Boys would be boys. They snuck out, wanted to shoot some bows. They were in the front yard. They would take turns. One of them would actually run across the yard while another one would shoot the bow.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing.
Yes, you should. Yes, you should.
All right, ready?
All right,
go.
All right, run now.
Oh, dude, man, I felt that one across my back. Hi-o. Said Brian's last date.
Terry Kath was playing a game called Dodge the Bullet. Lost that one. I think Robin Williams was playing a game called Dodge the Rope.
Marilyn Monroe played Dodge the Pill.
Dodge the Pills.
Dodge the Pill.
Yeah, we got it.
It's like the old Penny Arcade. You hit him with the arrow, he turns around and goes the opposite direction. Like the old Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Yes.
That's what you blame. Blame the old fucking cartoons.
Yeah.
Kids see Bugs, you know, Bugs Bunny shooting Yosemite Sam.
They think fear. It's,
you know, perfectly okay.
A son playing recklessly with his friends, and in the case of 15-year-old Caleb Fairchild, the game had a fatal ending.
Well, let me go out and say here that, in my opinion, which is the kind of thing you say to avoid getting sued, Caleb Fairchild was a dumb cunt, and so were his friends.
You suppose that was that whole, like Leave It to Beaver moment when he let it go and it hit and they're like, and they threw it down on the ground. I gotta go.
It's like South Park when fucking Butters gets the throwing star stuck in his eye. They just took old Caleb to a vet, covered him in glue and dog hair, and took him to a vet.
Well, I think I hear my mom calling. I gotta go. Time for dinner.
Woof 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 woof. He's got a arrow sticking out of his fucking neck. Stupid Caleb. He's dumb cunt. Fuck him. Good.
Comes home. Oh, who are you supposed to be? Steve Martin?
Jesus. Can I?
Boo.
He's a wild and crazy. He's a wild and dead guy is what he is. Can I just ask a question from my own experience as a 15-year-old boy? Can I ask this question?
Please.
Whatever happened to pussy and fucking like having a beer, sneaking a beer with your buddies? Whatever happened to that? Yeah. What the fuck ever happened to that?
There's no thrill in it anymore.
Don't boys fucking jerk off anymore?
Apparently not.
I was too busy fucking girls and like jerking off and oh God.
I know when I was a young boy, you know, you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. You think you can do things and not get hurt.
Fairchild was hit in the head by an arrow.
Oh, he's hit in the head? That's a wild and crazy guy.
Saturday night and died later at the hospital.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y!
Boo.
Bullet, or the you arrow know, entered his skull.
Where was this at? It sounds pretty rednecky from the...
The other two boys playing the bow and arrow game with him were also juveniles.
Yeah,
and
were
childhood
they?
Friends. As of now, no charges have been filed.
I spoke
are
to
they,
him and I
Are
had...
they sure? I mean...
South Carolina, so...
Are they sure it was his friends? I mean, it could have been an Indian attack. You know how those godless dirt-worshipping heathens are.
God bless the souls of that poor family. Pussy whiskey pussy. Half price. That's 15 price. Minutes. Orphan Squarehead.
So obviously they were very emotional.
Were they?
Like I said, it's a lot to process as an adult, seeing something like that, let alone being a kid.
Grief counselors were available at Chapmanville Middle
School. Grief counselors? What about stand-up comics? Grief counselors.
How about somebody slap the shit out of all the other kids and go, hey, don't fucking do that.
Don't fuck your teachers and don't play dodge the arrow.
Dodge the arrow.
Grief counselors were on hand for the delicate snowflakes who, those who weren't laughing at stupid Caleb, this fucking new aerated skull. Fucking. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Abe Lincoln, JFK, and Caleb Fairchild.
And this dunce from this South Carolina.
Fucking, this dumb cunt.
Welcome to the Airhead Club.
Hey, South Carolina, we didn't pull you back into the union kicking and screaming for this.
You know what? This never would have happened if we just let them fucking recede or whatever they called it.
What?
I'm not even going to
correct you. That was hilarious.
Today to help young students move forward. They know the road ahead.
We are receding from the union today.
So was my hairline about 15 years ago said, I'm receding from Brian's skull, from his forehead. We're receding back to his fucking asshole.
The wrong one, not only for the students, but for the other two boys involved.
That's something they had to witness too, and I'll have to live with.
I hope somebody at that school, like a really popular junior boy, goes, fuck these dummies.
It's going to be tough.
I think we're all missing the point here. I mean, except for what's his name.
He didn't miss the point. He lost the game.
That's actually not the joke I was going to make. But it worked out very well. I think the point we're missing here is the great fucking shot this kid is to hit a moving target with an arrow.
Yep.
I mean, shit.
Oh, it's him and Kurt Cobain, man. They're fucking right. I mean, they are right on the money.
You mean Courtney Love.
Slow down. I'm not trying to get sued. Relax. If the Beatles can find a video we did 5 years ago that played 90 seconds of Hey Jude, Courtney Love's people can find us making a joke.
About
her killing Kurt Cobain.
Oh, see? There not, you go. Not, Brian said it.
Not allegedly. She's in on it. Save the rock god. Yeah, I know that's coming, right?
Yep.
We got some new microphone stands coming.
Oh, we got some
equipment.
We are
fucking pumped, man.
Look at that shit. Look at that.
Oh, how good does that look?
We say they've never witnessed a scene quite like this one.
No, I bet not.
It's hard. I mean, you see a lot of things, but anytime it comes to
you. You know what? Time out. Did they have to, I mean, because just like, have you ever... I mean, when you get a shot like that...
Where are we going, Jeff?
Well, when you get a shot like that, usually you got to, you know, you just kind of let it run off and then you follow the blood trail. did they have to hunt him down in the woods and, like, you know, put him out of his misery?
It was... The big conspiracy theory of this is it was Dick Cheney that got him. That's the big conspiracy.
See, I knew I'd be interested. I knew there was a conspiracy here.
It's a conspiracy. Thermite arrows.
You want to get rid of somebody? Send him out hunting with fucking Dick.
Juveniles, somebody, you know, innocent like a kid getting hurt.
As a community tries to understand what happened, how, and why.
Wait a minute. What?
Wow, this chick could floss her teeth with rope. Wow.
Chain. Linked chain.
Jatera McGee, WF.
No, back that up. What did that dumb cunt just say? Just a little bit. You don't have to go that far.
As a community tries to understand what happened.
Okay, wait, all right, now pause. Now wait, here. Now, if they can't, let me help them out.
Okay.
Because they've just been talking about it. Some kids made a stupid decision to play...
Dodge the arrow.
Dodge the arrow.
Yeah.
Okay? And one kid got off a really great shot and killed another one. Yeah. What's not to understand?
Yeah. I hear that... the origins of that game go all the way back to Hiroshima in 1945.
Really?
Yes. Yeah? Interestingly, a couple hundred thousand people lost that game, too.
Dodge the bomb?
Yes. The They tried to take it on the road. There was a league. They tried to take it on the road to Nagasaki a couple of days later, and, well, you know.
Who's that comedian that got hurt hearing that? He was Tracy something Morgan. He failed dodge the bus.
Dodge the bus. Yeah, dodge the Walmart truck is the game.
Dodge the Walmart
lost that
truck,
miserably.
Yeah.
So did his dead friend.
How and why? Jatera McGee, WSAZ News Channel 3.
Or the tragic, dodge the ice that got old Cliffy Burton.
Why does this guy on TV have facial hair like Ambrose Burnside from fucking 1863?
It's Crispus Atticus.
Why does he have a part like Frederick Douglass? That's my question. Ambrose Burnside. What a great reference.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The fuck is this trash? What the fuck?
Fucking kid stuff, man. You know, gel appeal.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. Hey, look at that. Another animated Disney movie. Wow.
Pixar, man.
And
fucking...
I bet it's going to be funnier than all the others. These are your new friends.
You know, Inside Out. The Inside Out's the Pixar movie where they get into the head of the kid and then they have like all of her emotions are represented by a different character.
Okay.
My son texts me and goes, picture Inside Out the first time she gives a blowjob. And I said, you, sir, are a fucking genius because that was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That's a chip off the old block right there.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. He sent me a picture the other day of a $1 bill. And someone
this
had written.
Actually looks funny.
Someone had written on it B and then R at the end. So it said boner. and
that's fantastic.
And my son sends me a picture of this and he goes, I almost hate to spend it.
Oh, that is your boy.
He's fucking funny, man.
I almost hate to spend it.
He sent me a picture of a chapstick where he had taken the cap and drawn a face with a monocle and a hat. Get it? He's a chap. It's chapstick.
I think you found your new co-host.
Fucking,
Jesus Christ,
that's
awesome.
I lost my fucking mind when he sent me this.
Ew. Ew, can I moisten your lips for you?
Ew. Ew, yes. Ew, moisten your lip, governor.
I say, Mortimer.
Oh, I say, Mortimer. It's just about time for a good lip moisten. I say.
Ah, rather it is. Rather it is. Bloody well welcome that lip moistening.
Mr. Greyjaw, are you free for a lip moistening?
I'm free.
Yeah, I'm free. Holy shit.
Glass of water for Mr. Granger.
For some lip moistening.
I actually hear that they're redoing that show. Did you send that to me?
I think I was the one that sent that to you. Yeah.
That could be interesting.
That's risky.
It is tough.
That's tough because that show strikes a certain balance. That's
tough.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
a great fucking show. I got to start watching that again. It's been a long time.
My son also sent me a series of videos he made at work of him throwing a stack of Post-it notes off of higher and higher things in his office and warehouse where he works.
Hard at work, is he? Well, that's a chip off the old block right there. Jesus Christ.
It was great. He just like he's in the lift, and the video starts with him walking onto the lift, and he fucking hits the thing, and the thing goes up, and then he turns to his right, and there's this little stack of Post-it notes, and he fucking just knocks it off the thing. They're really fucking funny.
Next fucking YouTube star right there.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a fucking mad genius, my son. Let's see if I have anything else. You know what I do? Because, let's see. A middle-aged man spat in a baby's face and then ran off only to be hit by a car. So,
you know. Good for him. Yeah. Yeah, he was probably going for Red Bull.
The 4-month-old child was being pushed in a stroller
Well, fuck that kid. You know, fuck that kid being pushed in a stroller.
Last week Saturday, this is in Australia, last week Saturday, when the man went inside the pram and spat in his fucking face.
I'm sorry, the what?
The pram.
The pram.
That's what they, yeah. The child's grandfather chased the man who ran away but collided with a car.
Good for him. Spat on the kid.
Saw that fucking kid who's boss. So that's what he did. That boy. Kid now will grow up not being able to come unless someone spits in his face.
Oh, spit in my face, baby.
Oh, I'm close. Spit in my face.
Spit in my face.
I don't know. I got a girl who can only come when you fucking open a Red Bull, when you know, when you're near her.
Fucking kid wets his pants whenever anybody shoots silly string at him. Surprise! Oh, yeah, you bet.
Oh, you bet. I'm so hard right now.
Squirt gun fights he can't even participate in.
No, he just, you know, kind of gets into a ball and cries. Has to go take a good rape shower.
Can't do that. Water hit in the face.
No, he feels violated. He can only come when you spit in his face. You know, Dad, it's the damnedest thing. I can only really get an erection when someone spits in my face. You know, son, funny story.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something, boy.
When you were 4 months old, we didn't think you'd remember this, but when you were 4 months old, well.
Apparently that had a bigger effect on you than we imagined.
Last September, a 5-year-old boy was allegedly spat on while traveling on a train from Sydney to the Central Coast.
Australia again?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck, Aussies?
That's the fucking kid face spittinest fucking continent in the world, man.
They just got energy drinks down there, didn't they? That's fucking turning them crazy.
Police arrested and charged a 31-year-old man over that attack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as the boy and his family were about to disembark. I fucking love... But you know what? Fucking kids, you know, fuck them. You know, honestly.
Well, yeah.
How else are you supposed to express your disapproval than by spinning their dumb face? That's my question, America. Answer me!
Oh, wait a minute. Wait for it. Oh, yeah. That's the money.
That's a fucking...
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm glad we enjoy this show so much. Everybody else listening going, the fuck are they
the
talking
fuck are they
about?
Doing?
The fuck?
These two lunatic
These idiots.
Idiots.
Just goes off the rail every fucking week.
Always gets back to that same dice routine.
The only reason I listen to it is because I like the prong song.
The first 5 minutes, you're doomed.
It's the only place you can find that song on the internet anymore. The beginning of our show.